Today's learning from this is Chamalut Shem Shai Moshe Neil Rivka Bras Moshe Rezra Shem Nachar Moshe Bischus for Shalem Achayim Moshe Yem Malkim and Brach Masar Malkim Atritzu Bifei Gadino and Aschus for all those in a Makab Sakon and Eretz Yisrael. Shem should protect them from all their enemies. Says we are holding Simin Reish Lamed Beis. Okay, we were talking about over here, what are we allowed to and not allowed to do once the Zman Mincha comes? And we haven't yet davened Mincha. So as we saw, there was a pretty firm position that the pretty tough position that the Mechaber took, that once even it gets to Samach L'Mincha Gedayla, which was basically at Chatzais Hayayim, once it comes to Samach L'Mincha Gedayla, we are no longer allowed to do anything that even has a slight potential of extending time. So as we said last week, that we are going to see that the Rama, who we follow, is a significantly more makel when it comes to this. Says the Rama, we'll see the Rama is going to bring more than one shita as to what you are allowed to do, and this is obviously very negative. Says the Rama, the yesh cholkim, that those who argue, usviruluhu, and they hold, the suda katana muta, that a suda katana is muta. So you remember we made this differentiation, the suda gedola, suda katana. Suda gedola is going to a wedding, a bris, something like that. A suda katana is a regular meal. So he says, comes mincha gedola, not samach mincha gedola, from, there's no problem. You can eat a suda katana. If you want to eat lunch, no problem. Ve'ena asarak, v'sudas nesuyin, a mila, a very large suda, which can potentially last so long. The yeshimer. And then there are those that those who say, Dafila Suda Gedoyla Samach. Now, this is a second Yeshayim. Dafila Suda Gedoyla Samach Lamincha Gedoyla Shari. That even a Suda Gedoyla, if I have an afternoon chasana, and it's not, and it's at Chatzais, a little bit after Chatzais, it's nowhere near Mincha Ketana yet, I can even start a Suda Gedoyla. The Yeshayim, there's a third Shita, the Suda Ketana, Afila Samach Lamincha Ketana Shari, that this third Yeshayim holds, that Suda Gedoyla, I can go all the way as I get close to Mincha Gedoyla. But Mincha Ketana, I can even have a Suda Ketana next to Suda Gedoyla. But Nahagi Lahagel Keshtei Esvaris, when Noyek to be Meikel, like both of these reasonings. We'll see in the Mishabur exactly what that means. Dahainu, the Suda Gedoyla, Samach L'Mincha Gedoyla. No, the Suda Ketana, Samach L'Mincha Ketana. I'm sorry, not the Mishabur. It says it right here, the Rama. Meaning, again, that when it comes to, if I have an afternoon wedding that starts way before Mincha Ketana, I can go to the wedding, right? And if I, with regards to Mincha Ketana, I can even go ahead and go with a next to Mincha, a Suda Ketana, even after Mincha Ketana. But Eshatam, but Shunda Achshav, now it's important to understand the reasoning behind this. Eshatam, Shunda Achshav, Koirin, LeBeis HaKnesses, we call people to the Beis HaKnesses, so in their towns, they used to have a guy who used to walk around and call people into the Beis HaKnesses. They should come daven. We're not concerned that we won't daven. We'll see. Is the fact that you have a regular minyan that you generally daven in, is that sufficient enough? Or is that the equivalent of having the guy who calls? Or do you need to have somebody who you make as your reminder if you want to eat lunch late in the afternoon, especially during the winter, it's already close to Mincha Ketana. Do you have to have somebody who's your reminder? I did ask the Rav. The Rav said that an alarm clock, if you set an alarm clock on your phone, remind me to daven Mincha, that would be sufficient. So, let me break that down again. So if you, some say that if you have a regular minion that you daven, you always daven at the 4 o'clock minion. Okay, so that, you know, you're not going to miss that minion. So that would be sufficient. What happens, which is very common because we are out at work or whatever it is, comes to Mincha, oftentimes we daven in different places at different times. We don't always daven Mincha in the same place, especially during the winter where we usually are not have to daven during the day. So he says, in that case, we would you should really get used to, if you want to have lunch at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which is already closer to Mincha Ketana potentially, maybe even that's later, that's already past Mincha Ketana, you should set an alarm clock on your phone, and then you protect yourself, you yaitza the shita of having similar to the person calling. Agav, completely, completely unrelated to Mincha. Many people are familiar with the word bata, right? Some people have a tish Friday night, and they call it bata, right? When the yeshivas send out Rosh Yeshivas to go to different communities, Friday night they have a bata. So Ray Belsky once told me, that where does the word butter come from? Is butter in, I guess, Polish or Hungarian, I forgot which language, was a stick. And in the little derfluch, they would have that there was a lot of those, mostly Hasidim living over there. They didn't necessarily have their Rebbe over there. So every Friday night, they would get together in somebody else's house to sort of have like a tish. They were in town. If they lived in the major city, they went to the Rebbe. But if you lived in the little village, you didn't have what to go. So every week they would go to somebody else, and it was tiny little towns. When they would leave shuls, the shamash, who was in charge of keeping the rotation, as whose turn it was, would take his stick and that he would use to wake people up and things like that for davening. He would hit on the door of that guy's house. He knew where the butta was taking place that night. So that's where the word butta comes from. Is the shamash used to walk around and hit on the doors. Completely unrelated, but this made me remind that. So now you know what the word butta means. Okay, back to mincha. Okay, now. However, he does say that when it comes to a Suda Gedolah, you want to go to a chasana, that's an afternoon chasana, it's preferable to be makbid even when it's Samach Mincha Gedolah. Even if you started before the time of Mincha Gedolah, so here is the exception that let's say I went to a really early chasana, chasana started at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And now it comes Mincha Ketana, and I didn't have a Mincha yet. I have to stop, even though we said earlier that if you started, you don't have to stop. But you're in the Suda Gedolah, which has a strong chance of stretching out, and it gets to Mincha Ketana. So now you're starting to run out of time. You should stop and daven Mincha. Okay. So as I said, we see the Ramah is much more makel in this than the Mechaber was. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah.
I mean,
Yes.
you can't read if you're at a chasana, you can't rely on the fact that there's a tzibur with you and somebody will remember for everybody else.
No, you have to actually ask someone to remind you, because who said that you're assuming that there's going to be minyanim and people are going to tell you? Or, like we said before, the alarm clock works as a reminder as well, right? But let's proceed to Mishnah Berurah on this. You do have again, if you're drinking, it's another problem. But let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see if we answer that question. Sif Katan Chaf Beis. Okay, so the Mechaber said that they hold that Suda Ketana is Mutter. Heinu, Samach Mincha Gedolah. So the first Shita holds, unlike the Mechaber that held that even a Suda Ketana, a regular lunch, is also once Mincha Gedolah comes. This shita holds that it's mutter. All the way up until mincha ketana, according to the shita, you can do a suda ketana. Once you get a half hour before mincha ketana, shahu mitchilas from the beginning of the 10th hour of the day. Okay, right. So again, we said the day starts at if the, on a perfect day, the day starts at 6 o'clock. So the 6 o'clock hour, 7 o'clock, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. The beginning of 3:30 would be Mincha Ketana. 3 o'clock would be Samach leMincha Ketana. Gamla Didi Asa B'Chalayla. According to this first Shita, once you get to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or whenever Mincha Ketana is on a particular day, we'll see. We do this by Shai's Manias. You would be asked to do. He would agree from that point on. He would agree with the Mechaber and everything he said. According to the Shita, if he holds it, you're allowed to do everything till Mincha Ketana. Once Mincha Ketana comes, you have to actually be mafsik in order to go daven Mincha, unless, like we said, we have one of those exclusions why you don't have to. The only thing that's asa to start by Mincha Gedolah is a Suda Gedolah. Because that can potentially, something that can potentially take a really long time. You're worried that it might last all the way past the time of Mincha. What is it? Then he explains what's a Suda Gedolah, Nesuyan also opinion aben, a lot of people sitting there together by days there, Moshe, things tend to drag on. Shabbos is not considered a Suda Gedolah. Now, the Yeshayim, so there was two further Yeshayims. Each one of these are more kuladik than the previous. The Ladi, Rakba, Ifenechad, Asa. Each one of these Shitas have only one item that's aser, but they're different than each other. The liyeshayim remember we shine the first one. Rak samach lamincha ketana aser vafilas sudi ketana. There's never anything aser to do only once you get samach lamincha ketana. Again, 3 o'clock till 3 o'clock sudi gedayla. Everything is mutta. And once it gets to samach lamincha ketana, then only a sudi ketana is aser. I was samach lamincha gedayla shari hakel. Everything is mutta. The yes shayim, the asheni, the second one sviur lebe hepech, the other way around. The sudi gedayla aser afilas samach lamincha gedayla. A sudi gedayla is aser even in the beginning. Sudi gedana muta afilas samach. Excuse me, lamincha gedana. So according to the shita, this is the problem on Zoom. We're live. Somebody bring me a cup of water. According to the shita, right? So according to the first shita, everything is muta till 3 o'clock. Only sudi gedana is. Even a sudi gedana, right? Again, according to the first yesh aimer, which is the second sheet in the Rama, okay? Everything is mutta till mincha gedana. Once mincha gedana comes, even a sudi gedana is mutta. According to the second sheet, a sudi gedayla is aser from mincha gedayla earlier on in the day. But everything else is mutta, even samach lamincha ketana. So even if I'm at 3 o'clock, I want to eat lunch, I'm allowed to eat lunch because they don't take a long time. Now, according to the second sheet, that once it actually comes the time of mincha ketana, it would seem that it's asa. Ugers martche mekel gamizeh. Ugers martche says no. They're just using the same vernacular, samach samach samach. But he holds that even when mincha ketana comes, it's muta to eat a suda. V'da today nisel b'suda gedayla samach lamincha ketana chay masher ba'arif denagi oilam lahakol af la'af shagiyas mincha ketana. The only real problem is to start a large meal once mincha gedayla comes. And like we said, that if we have our reminders, we can deal with that. V'nehagi lahakol kishtei hashitas chay natik achreinim v'mekel on this mishum da'af shev v'meri shedak. This that he says, that the Achshav, the meaning is to go to the Bismanu. Not enough that there's a guy who calls and says it's time for davening. It has to actually be your custom to go daven in that minyan. If you daven yourself at home, then it doesn't work. As we said, that if you set yourself a reminder or you have a person who's reminding you, even an alarm clock, let's say you're traveling and you won't have a minyan and you have to daven on your own, then you should get used to, get into the habit of setting yourself a reminder. Okay, the next Mishabura is a little bit long, but let's go through it, and then we'll stop and finish up the Mishabura tomorrow. Loi cheshinen. So we said that since we call you to mismanage nachoishish, that you're gonna miss it. I'm not. Miyat kishikarin lo basic nes tzarich lahafsik l'spal. When you get that call, you know, you get the guy knocking on your door, you gotta go. The ilav hachim ma'ita kantim. Not, it doesn't help you with that. The dafka sudi gedayla saim chanal kriyas hashem shabayis haknesses. Only for sudi ketana, we saimach on the fact that we're gonna have this reminder. Avos sudi gedayla in saim chanal kriyas hashem haknesses lahata lahaskel samach lamincha ketana. For sudi gedayla, Yaakov, this is addressing your point. If it's already samach lamincha ketana, the fact that someone's gonna call you doesn't help. Mishum d'shchicha shikris, because people tend to drink by that meal. Now, if you're not going to drink, so that can solve that problem. What about to go to the bathhouse? All the other items that were mentioned, the tannery, the barber, having an appointed person to remind you is enough. You can go to the Beis HaMechatz on Erev Shabbos, but Makom Shel Shamash Karei LeBeis HaKnesses, where you have reminders. Here we have the siren that goes off. They would daven before. There are those when it comes to going to Beis HaMerchetz. Again, this is not so negative today, so we'll go through it quickly. That even Samach Mincha Gedoyle, they would daven before. The Heinu Achach Ketzoyz, Kama Shimusim Maiserav. Omnan, that Hanehagel HaKabuzet and Limchus Yodin, Yeshlehem Al-Mahashiyas, because those who go to Beis HaMerchetz after Mincha Gedoyle, before Mincha Ketana, they have who to be saimachon, so you can't stop them. That's only if the shamish is going to go to remind the people in the mikveh too. So they have enough time to get dressed and daven. If the fact that there's a shamish is not enough, it has to be a reminder that it's going to work for you. That's essentially what he's saying over here. Okay, we'll stop over here. And it's a sham. We will continue tomorrow. Tomorrow's timing will be different. I will let you know because I will be on a plane at this time. Shkoyach.